Welcome back to Local Edge Radio. I'm really pleased to have in the studio right now Dr. Olson Huff, proud parent of a new book on, of all things, parenting. Welcome, Olson.
Thanks very much for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Okay, so the name of the book is 60 Second Parent, and I know there's also a website, 60secondparent.com. What is a 60 Second Parent?
Well, that's an extremely good question, and the whole idea is that you cannot be a parent in 60 seconds, but you can learn a whole lot about being an effective parent if you have 60 seconds of good, practical information to go to. And that's the origin of the name, 60 Second Parent.
So in the book, people will find 60-second bits of information and parenting advice and help?
Yes, they will. There are a number of tips that we have put into this book that can be readily accessed and understood in a very short period of time. Yet they are timely, practical, easily understood, and highly effective.
I like the way the book sort of fits into the modern lifestyle. A lot of two-parent working households and people's time is very crowded these days. Olson, what do you feel is the biggest challenge to the modern parent?
I think that you've touched on it right there. It's the time that we have to be effective parents and to give the attention necessary to our children to help them actually become triumphant. Although our world has changed a great deal, say in the last quarter century in terms of communication, media, etc., the brains of children have not changed that much in the last quarter century. So we're dealing with youngsters who have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of development behind them in a speed-forward world, and we have to kind of slow down and be able to understand how to give them our attention in a creative, informative, caring way.
So do parents have to compete then with social networking websites and video games? Is that part of the issue?
Indeed they do. And I think that here is where a parent needs to understand what is available to their children to access in the media such as that, and then either say, this is okay to do, this is not okay to do. And certainly, even now in this book, we have a chapter on media. And one of the things that we really do emphasize is limitation on the time each day a youngster should be exposed to media.
I like that. I think our kids are overprogrammed in every way imaginable, from activities to television to computers. So setting limits, I think, is important.
One of the things that I like to think about in terms of learning for children, for example, I think that learning is three-dimensional. But the problem with so many things on television is two-dimensional learning. The child is not exercising his or her brain in a response or thinking capacity there. They're just absorbing without adding that third dimension of content manipulation.
You know, one of the things that Blake and I saw over the course of the last year in watching this political campaign, we have a new president in office, obviously, was how engaged our children were and the children of our friends in the political process. I feel like this is a great thing for our democracy. Are you seeing this out in the world?
Yes, and one of the reasons for that is the children are seeing their parents involved in this. And so if the parent is involved, they got excited about being involved too, began to talk about these issues, and even though they may not understand the nuances of what we are attempting to understand ourselves as adults, the fact that the children are engaged means that we have a new generation coming on of people who can assume some responsibility for what their role in running our country should be or running our community should be.
I know you've also worked with nutrition and obesity, childhood obesity, and we have pretty high obesity rates here in Western North Carolina. And I've often said that there's just a lot of irresponsible product production and marketing. We market Captain Crunch to children when it's just absolutely not good for them. Do you offer parents any nutritional guidelines, advice?
Oh, yes. This is something that's very, very important, and we're working to make sure that the FDA guidelines, the way in which we are actually putting together, and also the CDC, the Center for Disease Control out of Atlanta, the guidelines for absolute appropriate nutrition, these are now being incorporated into almost every public school in America, private schools as well. People are serious about looking at what's appropriate for children to eat and to drink. I was walking across the parking lot over at the Children's Outpatient Center the other morning and happened to spy a bottle that had been discarded on the pavement. I picked it up, and it was a little bit of a juice cup thing with a spout on it where a child who's just a toddler could drink it. And I looked at it, and the content of that had 20 grams of sugar in a 4-ounce bottle. And that's a heck of a lot of sugar, and that's the kind of thing that we're trying to help parents understand. Don't give that much sugared juice to a child. It ain't going to be of any value at all to them.
I mean, just on a, you know, sort of a medical level, do children need any sugar in their diets?
Well, they do need some. And, of course, they can get that from other carbohydrates because as the carbohydrates may be broken down in the body into other sugar forms. But they do need some, but it should be very limited in terms of what we're giving. You know, we adapt to the desire for sugar as we're given it to us in very young, at a young age. So our taste buds adapt to that, and they like it. Personally, I love chocolate, so I think that we adapt to those things very early on. And we really, as we get to the point where we're expanding all of the series of books that we're writing, and we're going to put together a whole series of these. This is the first one. We will deal even more with nutrition in subsequent issues. But we have touched on feeding, what to do about a child who is the so-called picky eater, and we've some examples in this book of what to do about proper nutrition. We talked a little bit about weaning, and certainly one of the things that all of us emphasize who are dealing with children is to begin life with breastfeeding. That is the best way to start a nutritional life of quality nutrition.
Yeah, there was just an article in a pretty popular magazine sort of discounting the importance of breastfeeding. I think the author's emphasis was just on not pressuring mothers to do one or the other. But certainly, I mean, everybody agrees that breastfeeding is ideal.
Well, I think the answer to that is we're going to need to feed the child something, right? So the mother is going to be pressured into some way of feeding her child. Why not, quote, pressure, unquote, her into the right or best way?
Yeah, well put, well put. Mm-hmm. And we just had a big controversy here in Asheville where a mother was breastfeeding at the Denny's and was asked to stop or leave. And anyway, a great hue and cry went up about that because really, and I think America is the only country that makes such a fuss over public breastfeeding. I mean, it seems like every other industrialized nation is quite open about it.
Well, as long as I think that we need to understand that this is the way nature provided for us to get a head start in life, the very best way possible. That's why we've written this book, Practical Tips to Parents, so they can understand and easily access information that will give them a foot up or a leg up on raising their children well.
Well, thanks so much for putting this book together. And the website, 60secondparent.com, has wonderful resources for parents of children of all ages. And we're just glad you're here today to talk to us about it. Thanks so much, Dr. Olsenhuff. The book is 60 Second Parent. And it's available here in Asheville at all sorts of bookstores, including Malaprops.
Actually, it will be available initially online, www.thetriumphantchild.com. The series is called The Triumphant Child, and the first one is practical points for 2 and 3 year olds, 2, 3, and 4 year olds. The next one is on the first 60 days of life.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again for joining us.
And my pleasure.